Oliver Hartwich, by the way, this goes back to the Reserve Bank this morning and their movement on the cash rate. The best point he makes in his article, and do read it, an inflation crisis that the government's making. This is the government's fault. Make no mistake about this. The reason we have so much inflation is because the government has borrowed so much money, printed so much money, spent so much money in areas that do nothing but lead to inflation. So what he says, and this is a very good point, when the government came to power, this was New Zealand First, under the so-called dual mandate, the Reserve Bank has the aim to for price stability and full employment, right? So as any economist will tell you, he says, you can temporarily reduce unemployment with lower interest rates, but you cannot do that in the long term, and any such activism will come at the expense of higher prices, and voila, here we are. He makes many other points, salient points, things that you will understand once you read them, and it's well worth reading because the more you understand about the economy and how badly it's being treated at the moment, the better off we're going to be. And once again, I go back to Michael Riddell's piece from the weekend. What's going wrong at the Reserve Bank? So what you got is an inept government, and it would, according to Michael Riddell anyway, he's the expert, not me, an inept Reserve Bank, and in combination, that's why your mortgage rate's going through the roof, because we blew it. And that's before you get to Lady Deborah Chambers this morning, who is in the paper arguing about the impingement on our freedoms. And what she's essentially arguing is Section 5 of the Bill of Rights Act. The rights and freedoms in the Bill of Rights are subject only to such reasonable limits as can be demonstrably or demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Section 5 is the section used by the government to justify the never-ending emergency powers in response to COVID. However, she says Section 5 in operation appears to be interpreted as broad enough to drive several trucks through. Our government has removed our fundamental freedom of movement in a way that no other previous government has done. If the government's actions are justified under Section 5, then the section needs to be narrowed and strengthened. And she argues this: it is clear, has been for almost 2 years, where the pandemic management is going in this country. Instead, our government has continued against international trends to impose even more draconian measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which links us back to the testing. They tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, and then when we follow instruction, they don't front up. You're not getting tested, it's a waste of time. You've just heard the testing isn't being done anymore because they can't cope. You can't get any rat tests because they've commandeered them all. Why did they commandeer them all? Because they didn't order any. We're being run by incompetence. So Lady Deborah Chambers in the paper this morning, along with Oliver Hartwich, well worth reading. 9 to 9.